Chag Sameach, everyone. Rabbi Fink was so kind to thank many other people. I think it behooves us to thank him, because the initiative tonight, the mesiba, the food, the songs, the Brei Torah were his initiative, and it's so appreciated. And I think when I said I was going to thank him tonight, well deserved. But I said I was going to thank him tonight, he said it really was Rabbi Finkelstein's idea. So I said that to Mayor Finkelstein. He said, no, it was Doe's idea. So I'm not sure who to thank, honestly, but thanks to both of you. You can clap again. Baruch Hashem, you can clap again. It's appreciated, the Torah that you bring to the community, and really taking the initiative is really just very appreciated, and hopefully Mir Hashem over the course of the year and years, God willing, to continue to share Divrei Torah, Divrei Chizuk, hopefully good things for our community and for the shul. There's a well-known duo, Talmud and Rebbe, but the story behind how they got to be that duo is not so well-known. The Baal Hafla, Pinchas HaLevi Horowitz, was a great Talmudist, a brilliant Talmudist, wrote the Sefer Hafla, a tremendous Eloi. The Talmud of the Maggid of Mezritch, Dober of Mezritch, a great Hasidic rabbi who in very, very many ways was the person responsible for spreading Hasidus throughout the world. And how he became a Talmud really isn't that well known. I want to share the story tonight. It's a beautiful story with a very nice message, I think, as well. The Baal Hafla went to meet the Maggid of Mezritch, and he was hoping to be overwhelmed and impressed with his scholarship, his, you know, so erudite, so wise, his guidance, and he was looking for something to grab onto. And when they sat and they spoke, and he said, so tell me about you, about your movement, about what should draw me. I'm looking for something. He was looking for something special. The Maggid said, the truth is, I'm a regular person. I'm not such an Eloi. I'm a regular person. I'm not such a scholar. You're such a brilliant Talmudist. What can I offer you? But I have a good idea. Rav Zusha, he is a tremendous Eloi, a tremendous scholar. And you should go to him to speak to him and learn it. And I think you'll find what you're looking for. Okay? So he travels to Rav Zusha, and they sit down, they begin to talk. The Baal Hafla says to him, I'm looking for something. I'm looking for to be inspired, I'm looking for more depth in my learning, in my Avodas Hashem, just something. And Rav Zusha says, you know, I don't know what the Maggid told you. I'm a simple Jew. In fact, it's well known, Rav Zusha, you know, although people who know him well, you know, he could be found in the middle of the night learning Torah, and the deepest parts of Torah. But during the day, oftentimes you'd find him sweeping the streets, cleaning up rooms. He was a very simple person. He portrayed himself that way. He was not. He was far from simple. So he said to the Baal Hafla, I have nothing to offer you. I'm not a scholar, really. So Baal Hafla was like a little bit deflated. He said, I came all this way. I went to Maggid of Mezritch. I went to Rav Zusha. He told me to come here. I'm leaving with nothing. I have nothing. On the way out, Rav Zusha said, the truth is, before you leave, I'm not a scholar, but I have a kasha for you. And I always wondered this to myself. Okay, what's the kasha? And he quoted a Gemara in Brachos about a simple sugya regarding counting somebody for a minyan. And there's a conversation here that's very troubling to anybody who reads it. The Rishonim bothered by it, the Achronim bothered by it. We're all bothered by it. Amar Rav Huna, the Gemara says, Tisha v'aron mitzdarfin. You're looking for a minyan, you're looking for maybe 10 people, for a mizum, you're looking for a group, and you want you only have 9. But you have 9, and you have an Aron Kodesh. Rav Huna said they can combine for a minyan. So the answer in the Gemara of his colleague is what we would answer also. Amri Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, V'aron gavru. Understand, you need a minyan. We need 10 people. So you're saying 9 and the Aaron is okay. So the Aaron is a gavra. The Aaron is a person. So the Gemara says, no. El Amar Rav Huna tisha nirin ka'asara mitzdarfin. Rav Huna really, he amends his statement. He says, 9 is almost, looks like 10. Machlokas, what that means, whether they're spread out. The Gemara says they're together. Whatever it is, he amends his statement. Rav Zusha asked the Baal Hafla, This always bothered me. I have a kasha for you. What was Rehuna thinking? He didn't know Rav Nachman would say to him literally 10 seconds later that if you need 10, you need 10. An Aron Kodesh isn't going to suffice. Wait, Rehuna didn't know that? Of course he knew that. So how do we understand this dialogue, this conversation? And the Baha Fla was stunned. He had no answer. He was a brilliant Talmudist. He knew all his shas, baal peh, backwards and forwards. And he had no response to this question from Rizusha. So the Baha Fla said, I don't know, but what do you think? He said, I'm not sure, but here's my initial thought. Here's my first reaction. Rizusha said, I think what's going on here is that Rav Huna tried to say that, you know, if we need 10 people, because we need 10 observant Jews, people who are lomei Torah, who know Torah, well, an Aron Kodesh has a sefer Torah. There's Torah itself. There's Torah itself. So why should it matter if I have 10 people or 9, an actual Aron Kodesh with a sefer Torah written inside? That's Torah. Rav Nachman said, Aron Gavru, is an Aron Kodesh a person? What does it mean? Rizusha said, what it means is, you can have a Sefer Torah, an Aron Kodesh, with all the mitzvot in it, 613, every letter is shalim. But the way Rizusha said it, it doesn't make you a mensch. It doesn't make you a gavra. And Rizusha said to the Baal HaFla, I think the message of the Gemara, this dialogue, is that it's not just about knowledge. Torah is not just about the letters, the words, the information, the kli, the Aron Kodesh, the Torah. It's about what it does for a person. It makes a person into a gavra, into a baal midos. And without that, you can't count for a minyan. It's nice to have the knowledge, the Torah itself, but it has to make a person into a gavra. And the way the story goes, the Baal HaFla was so taken by this. Here I am, a brilliant Talmudist. Brilliant Talmudist. I know all the shas, backwards and forwards. But yet he realized, I still have a ways to go in my refinement, in my midos. And he decided at that moment to become a follower of the Maggid of Mezrich. He went back and became a follower, became a Talmud. So Lubavitcher Rebbe, when he quotes this story, he quotes this Gemara and this Meister, points out that this was the very same message of the story of Hanukkah. You know, the Greeks, we sell them short in many ways. But one of the ways we sell them short is that we say, and we teach the kids in school, I always taught this to the kids, what the Greeks wanted to do, they wanted to abolish Talmud Torah. They wanted to get rid of Torah and mitzvos. It's not true. It's not true. Is there any society in history who loved knowledge more than the Greeks? They loved wisdom. They loved knowledge. They were the biggest proponents, the biggest supporters of the people to learn Torah, to know, to understand, to dissect a Gemara would have been beautiful to them. They loved the knowledge. Lubavitcher Rebbe said that wasn't their issue. The Choshech Zed Galos Yavan. When the Torah says the four Galios, the hints of the four exiles, Galos Yavan is Choshech. Why? They darken the eyes of Klal Yisrael with their decrees. They would say to them, Kisu al Karen Hashur, right on the horn, She'in lachem chelek belkei Yisrael, that you have no portion with Hashem, with God. Lubavitcher Rebbe said, they weren't trying to abolish Talmud Torah. They loved Talmud Torah, because Torah is wisdom. It's brilliance. It's God's brilliance. But that's what they missed, that it's God's brilliance. They said, you can learn from morning to night. You can have 16, 17 Batei Midrashos, Kolim. It'll be great. But just leave out one thing from the learning. Just one thing. What's that? Just God. Just God. You leave out God from the conversation, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Lubavitcher Rebbe said that was Galus Yavan. They love wisdom. They just didn't want God as part of the conversation. Lubavitcher Rebbe said that was the message of the Gemara, that Talmud Torah, without it refining somebody, becoming a part of somebody's midos tovos, making us better people, bigger Baalei Chesed. That's not Talmud Torah. And that was the goal of Yavan. Yavan wanted to abolish not Talmud Torah. They wanted to abolish the lifestyle of Torah. That Torah can make a person behave in a more elevated and refined way. That was really the goal of Yavan, of the Greeks. And so every year when we have the discussion about in schools and in shuls about the fact that the Greeks want to abolish Torah, it has to be tweaked a little bit, as if to say to mean that it wasn't about abolishing Torah, it was about abolishing Torah as a conduit to understand how to behave as God's children, how to behave as people who are refined because of the Talmud Torah. And that's what every year we try to regain on the holiday of Hanukkah, to regain the strength to not just spend time in learning. Baruch Hashem, someone told me last week, you have to try hard not to learn Torah today. I have 4 apps on my phone that can prove that to you. There's shiurim, thousands of them at my fingertips, every car ride that I go on. That's not our challenge today. Our challenge today is the same challenge thousands of years ago that they had. It's to take the Torah that we learn and use it to refine ourselves, to make us better people, to make us, more importantly, God's people. That's the challenge of Hanukkah. Hopefully, Mirtzah Hashem, as we rededicate this Yom Tov ourselves to true, meaningful Talmud Torah on Chanukah Sabayis, we should remember, it's important to recall and remember, that's not just about the knowledge, but it's about what it does to us, how it refines us, and how elevated we become because of that Talmud Torah. Chag Sameach.